Welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I got the opportunity to speak with the legendary Mick Mars, former lead guitarist and co-founder of Motley Crue, about his debut solo album, The Other Side of Mars. Now it's available all major streaming platforms, signed and unsigned vinyl and CD copies available at mickmarsofficial.com. The latest single, The Right Side of Wrong. This album is absolutely incredible, and there's some things about Mick that may surprise you.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Mick. Thank you so much for taking time with us today. And I will intro outside of our interview so we'll have more time so we can just jump in and talk about the album. Is that cool?
Sure.
Awesome. And of course, we're talking about The Other Side of Mars debut solo album. And Mick, I love it. From the latest single, Right Side of Wrong, I have to say probably one of my favorites is Broken on the Inside and L.A. Noir. Love that bluesy rhythm.
Ah, thank you. Thank you.
What do you love about it? And what is your favorite track on the album?
All the songs I'm really, you know, proud of, course. Undone and Killing Breed are probably more the direction that I'm going to be heading.
Okay.
You know, I'm of course I'm going to have, you know, the massive, like, anthemy big bashers like Loyal to the Lie and that kind of stuff. But that, you know, I want to do lean more toward that Undone, Killing Breed, more cinematic kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's big and mean.
Well, and I love that, you know, because you present the themes of light and darkness and pain and intense anguish and a quest for mm-hmm. justice. But that's something that so many of us can relate to, maybe on different levels. But I think it's such a universal theme in our broken world.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You had Paul Taylor, a big contributor, keyboardist, mm-hmm. and then helped you co-write a lot of the songs. And let's mm-hmm. talk about Michael Wagner. And of course, y'all met through Don Dokken even before he produced Too Fast for Love. He came out of retirement to produce this. Did I read that correctly?
Yes. Yeah. I was the last album that he did. The first with Motley and my last. Yeah, he went full circle with me.
And I read you started actually working on this album in 2019 and you've had the tracks for a while.
Mm-hmm. That came up. And then some of the songs that we'd done prior were like, nope, they didn't make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I had to add to it. And he finally got the retire after we got all the songs out.
I love the unique musical chemistry that you and Ray Luzier, of course, from Korn on drums. Good Lord, man. Wow.
I know. Yeah, I know. Chris Collier and Ray together are just like, I want to step back into like the 70s when there was like great rhythm sections, like with Cream, Ginger Baker and God, those guys, you know, John Paul Jones and just that whole rhythm section behind. There's like no real rhythm guitars on those three piece bands, you know, because the rhythm section was so solid and good. Chris and Ray, they're like that, you know.
Well, and I think I read that you have said you wished that you had come into your musical success in the 70s, that you felt like you just kind of missed out on that decade.
I sure did. I sure did. That was like a pretty rough time, for me. But it's okay. I came out of it, you know.
Well,
and also, you know, it inspires stuff too, you know.
Well, and that's it. You are one of those artists that have used the intense pain in your life, circumstantially, mm-hmm. physically, mentally, like so many great mm-hmm. artists. It makes me think of Frida and Van Gogh, that, you know, those beautiful, intense colors came out of mm-hmm. their intense pain. And you're the same.
Yeah.
You're the same. This intense, beautiful music comes out of this just intense anguish and pain. And I've always watched you, and it's just spoken to me so many times in my life, you getting up there and doing it and knowing that it's one of the hardest things that you do.
Thank you for that. But yes, that's how I think, you know. It's like, and I'm glad that you say colors, because I mean, that's how I talk. And, you know, like, When I describe a song, it's like, you know, I step back and look at the picture before, you know, advancing. We're like, am I going the right direction with this? No, there's a blotch or it's perfect. You know, that kind of a thing is like, yeah, that's how I view stuff too.
Well, and John Corabi said, you know, of course, you have many influences, but specifically the late legendary Jeff Beck. And he said, like Beck, it's your tone that is so amazing and your scientific approach to sound.
Yeah. That's important to me as well. Really, really important to me.
Well, and you know what some people may not know about you is it's not just all a dark, brooding side, but I did read that you used to clown around a lot and that you have a very funny sense of humor.
Well, I do have a sense of humor for sure. But, people think, you know, I was the class clown, you know, so, you know, that kind of stuff. But I mean, I would do weird stuff like it would be like very looked down upon now, but I would capture these little HBs. They don't have a stinger or anything. And I would tie a little string around their leg and put a little piece of paper that said Goodyear and let it go in class. So it was like this bee flying around with a Goodyear sign. So I don't know. I'd do weird stuff like that.
Well, you know, and I think with you, though, from one class clown to another, that maybe came out of pain and just feeling out of place, maybe your whole life. And I can relate to that and so many others. And, you know, you've said that you always try to keep growing and learning new things and keep moving and creating, kind of like the bird song you said, a time to reap and a time to sow.
Yeah, exactly right. That's how I think. Yeah.
Mick, I know we just have like a minute left, but you've also said that you always have a clear vision of what you want to do, and it might gain some fans, it might lose some, but what they're hearing is all you.
Yes, that's correct. That's what comes out of my brain. That's what's, you know, been rolling around and still is rolling around in my head. I mean, as I put out, you know, another record, like the one that I have in the fire now, you'll see like it's progressed to like another level, you know, and I like to keep myself doing that, reinventing me, you know.
Absolutely. I just want to ask you, you have never let the obstacles, be it your physical pain and things like that, get you stuck. Now, I know you've gotten stuck a couple of times in your life. What would you say to someone who their pain, it just seems insurmountable and they just don't think they can get above it or around it or through it?
Actually, in real, I mean, there are some. It's absolutely, you know, that way. But like with what I have, ankylosing spondylitis, and the doctor tells me I'm going to be in a wheelchair at 25. I went, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like sometimes, you know, I mean, how do doctors make their money?
Yeah.
By keeping you sick, you know, by telling you this or doing that, you know, and it's like, not to be mean to doctors because they help too, but, you know, it's like they don't make any money without patients.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of my feeling about it. There's, you know, there, I mean, absolutely, there's, you know, people that get like so badly, like, let's say like Stephen Hawkins or and those, of course, you know, AS is something you got to fight through for sure.
And you are a fighter. I know people are waiting to talk to you. I have so many more questions, but Mick, thank you so much. The Other Side of Mars available now. Thank you so much for taking time. I really enjoyed our talk.
Okay, thanks, Jackie.
Thank you, Mick. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I want to thank Michael Neal providing the intro and outro music from Deepwell Sound. Be sure and like, subscribe, and leave us a review.